Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The U.S. annuity market continues to demonstrate remarkable strength, with total sales surpassing $100 billion for six consecutive quarters, according to LIMRA's latest research. Amid economic uncertainty and shifting consumer sentiment, demand for protection-focused products like fixed index annuities and registered index-linked annuities is surging. As demographic pressures grow and more Americans approach retirement without guaranteed income, insurers are responding with product innovation, expanded distribution strategies, and a stronger focus on meeting the evolving needs of both consumers and advisors. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us today to discuss that and other trends in the U.S. annuity market is Keith Golombieski. He's Assistant Vice President and Director of LIMRA Annuity Research. Keith, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, Lori. Always great to speak with you as well.
Keith, what key factors are driving sustained demand for annuities, even amid economic uncertainty today?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lori. You know, I would probably break it into three components. One would be around demographics, distribution, and then finally it would be around product or product design. So when we think about demographics, we are at that point in time where we are seeing a significant number of individuals really reach that magical age of when they start thinking about retirement or even planning to retire. Through 2029, more than 4 million individuals are going to turn 65 each year. And most of those aren't going to have necessarily a pension plan. So they need to think about deaccumulation. How do they think about providing income to really live through retirement? When you look at some of the research, in 2024, about half of pre-retirees believe that they have enough guaranteed lifetime income sources to just cover basic living expenses. And that's down from almost 60% about 8 years ago. So more and more people are potentially going to struggle as they think about retirement. Another stat, about 51% of pre-retirees are thinking about converting some of their assets into lifetime guaranteed income through annuities. This is clearly important, especially when we've seen that shift or the onus put on the individual and really shifting away from that company into the individual standpoint, right? That shift from DB plans or defined benefit plans or pension plans and now to more of that DC, 401k or IRA standpoint. So demographics clearly are helping drive that sustained demand for annuities. A distribution is also key. So when we think about annuity products or other financial products in general, usually individuals need support from those financial professionals. So distribution is clearly important. There are, of course, a lot of distributors out there. We are seeing a shift towards independent individuals or the RIAs, registered investment advisors. A lot of interest from that group of financial professionals. You're seeing activity across banks. You're seeing activity across large broker dealers, wirehouse firms. So across the board, you're seeing demand and awareness around annuity products. In addition, you're starting to see some shift to potentially looking at products that are more fee-based products to better align to how financial professionals are managing their client assets. So fee-based annuity products are starting to grow based on our sales data. And then finally, product. When you think about the products that we are offering, the growing popularity or demand for living benefit riders. These riders typically provide guaranteed lifetime income. Those are definitely important in this this environment. And then, although there's a lot of volatility or uncertainty in where this market is going, so far the economic environment is they are keeping rates caps very attractive. You know, we've seen attractive products and kind of the rates that we're able to offer. We've seen that over the last couple of years, and that seems to be continuing at least through 2025. And then all of this really intertwines with this this thought of flight to safety. So during times of uncertainty, annuity products really allow clients to have that peace of mind, provide those levels of protection, and they have that that feeling that they can still be potentially invested in the market, but have at least some guarantees to provide that protection during these uncertain times.
When you look at the various products, one that is seeing rapid growth is registered index-linked annuities. What's driving that growth, and how are these products meeting investor demand for upside potential with downside protection?
Yeah, that's, you know, when we think about index-based products, yeah, those registered, what we call RILA annuities, we love our acronyms in this industry. But this product has been growing significantly. It is not just over the last year or two. We've seen this growth probably over the last decade. And a lot of this growth has been coming from different ways. One, we've seen the number of insurance companies offering RILA products that's grown. Just even from a couple years ago, there was about 4 to 5 RILA carriers or RILA insurance companies. Now we're up to over 21 companies offering RILA products. So that clearly is going to help. You're starting to see more distributors starting to sell the registered index products on their platforms. So clearly having availability is growing these products. So those are important. Interest, awareness from financial professionals. So the more and more products that are out there, they're clearly seeing those. And then finally, they're seeing the benefits of the actual product themselves and the features. So you can really provide upside potential with varying levels of downside protection. So it's kind of that great mixture of performance with protection based on that risk reward spectrum for that individual. So if the customer is willing to take on more risk, they have features that could give them potentially more upside based on the performance of various indices. If somebody is more risk averse, there's also benefits or also kind of products that give you more protection on the downside and will, you know, kind of manage some of those upside potential features. So lots of personalization, lots of customization options, and that's really resonating across the industry. Based on the interest rates and based on what companies can offer, you are seeing very attractive participation rates, interest rates, upside kind of caps that really, you know, it's one of those things that as a financial professional, if you are not looking at RILA products, you probably should, because it could really fit in nicely for some of your clients. So we're seeing whether this is the perfect storm, but you are seeing a lot of the significant upside with that downside protection. Now, these products really came from, if you're familiar with structured notes, it's kind of that similar features to those type of financial instruments. Now it's more in that insurance type of product mindset. So they've been around for a while. We're just really at that point in time where, again, as I said, perfect storm, great upside, and of course, great downside options as well.
Keith, how are carriers balancing the growth of both commission-based and fee-based annuity products today?
Yeah, that of course is a great question. A significant amount of annuity sales today are still commission-based. That's just the environment we are in. However, as I mentioned earlier, fee-based annuity sales are becoming a little more prevalent. More companies are offering fee-based annuities. But it really goes down to one key theme, and it's providing the seamless experience for the financial professional. We are seeing technology companies, insurtech firms, and distributors creating systems, tools, platforms that allow both commission-based products and fee-based products to sit side by side. So that is critical to really allow that financial professional to offer different products, right? For different individuals and in different situations. So I think technology and experience is allowing that balance, and it's allowing that agent, advisor to pick and choose, because sometimes commission-based products might be the right thing for their client, where fee-based might be the right thing for a different client. So allow them to see it all within the tools and platforms they use, see them side by side, see them within their client data and client accounts. That is important. We're seeing more and more of that. And that's, I think, how carriers are balancing. They're really offering both type of products to allow that advisor to offer both, depending on the needs of the individual customers.
Can we talk a bit about contingent deferred annuity? What's the significance of these annuities, and how might they change retirement planning for clients and advisors alike?
Yes. So contingent deferred annuities, and then the acronym is CDA or CDAs. This type of product, it's not really new. So it has been out there for a few years. It is starting to grow, at least from an awareness standpoint. I know this past year we've seen a couple new products that have been launched out in the marketplace. They are designed and trying to be more attractive to the RIA or RIA market. In my opinion, there are some key decision points. When you think about that customer and financial professional dynamic, especially when they think about buying an annuity. So if you think about the typical annuity, you have to have some type of asset that you might need to trade, turn it into cash, and then buy some type of annuity. So you might have to exit existing investments. You then have to potentially choose new investments, new indices, depending on the product that you're moving to. So there's a lot of moving parts in kind of the old way, or the way that we've been approaching kind of the selling of annuities. When you think about CDAs, I think of about, it's almost like an insurance wrapper around an investment portfolio that your client might already have. So when you think about providing the annuity protection, that guaranteed income, you could do that within an advisory account. So that would allow an investor to keep their money in the assets they might already be in, and now you've added this potential guaranteed income wrapper on top of it. So this could really revolutionize the annuity space over the long term. There are clearly some things that need to continue to happen. Regulators need to get more comfortable and understand what a CDA is. So I think regulation and just regulators' awareness, education is going to be critical. I think if we can kind of get over some of those barriers, we're going to see new insurance companies offer CDAs, offer these type of products. And then finally, going back to my earlier comments around technology and having that seamless experience, that's going to be critical here. You're going to want to be able to make these decisions, make it easy and seamless that you could offer and add this feature on top of your investments and do it in an easy way, do it quickly, increase the speed, and really transform how this industry offers annuity-like features.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Keith, how are demographic trends, like the surge in retirees without pensions, shaping the future of the annuity industry?
Yeah, so when I think about the opportunity, last time I checked, there's about $27 trillion in IRA and DC assets. That is a lot of money that doesn't have pension-like features. Most of that, those trillions, don't have annuity income features. So thinking about the potential is critical. And as we've talked earlier, right, it's these individuals, these investors, they've lived in the accumulation phase, right? They've been saving for many years. Now they need to think about deaccumulation. They need to understand, well, now as I head into retirement, what do I do with all this money that I've been saving? And that's really where the annuity industry can jump in and really support the 4 million individuals that are turning age 65 every year. I think if my math is correct, that translates into over 11,200 individuals a day are reaching age 65. How do we help them provide the baseline income, baseline guarantees to either meet those daily necessities? How do you help them when you think about Social Security, adding annuities to provide more guaranteed income is going to be impactful. I think if we look at some of the data, according to LIMRA's 2025 BEAT study, about 29% of employees wish they had a pension, but they just don't have access to it. That's growing. So I think you're seeing more individuals looking to have a pension, or at least now maybe a personal pension when you think about the annuity type of product. So, yeah, we are seeing a lot of individuals don't have these protections. They've been saving. Now I think the annuity industry as a whole is really well positioned to support this deaccumulation phase.
Earlier, you talked a bit about technology and the many benefits that it provides. Just expanding on that, Keith, how are technologies like AI and data analytics improving annuity distribution and client engagement?
Yeah, I think we've We've touched on kind of the purchase experience. I think technology and AI will clearly help with that, both from, I think, the individual as well as from the financial professional, right? It's just being able to have better technology, making sure things are connected, making sure the experience is similar to what individuals might expect outside of our industry. You know, when you think about, you know, their when they buy products, maybe it's from Amazon or Apple or other places, trying to build that experience is going to be important. So technology and AI is starting to help there. I think speed is another one. This is where building out the capabilities, making it easier, and improving the speed of actually doing business. In many cases, if you try to do an exchange from one annuity to another, sometimes in the past, it could take more than 30 days to get a contract done. So if we can speed that up to not even 30 days, if you could do it in days, if you could do it in hours, that's going to allow us to really grow this industry. And we are having many companies, many associations and technology firms are working on this aspect. In general, I think the annuity industry is starting to think about more of that consumer-centric design or human-centered design kind of mentality. That is a shift, right? When you think about maybe years ago, designing products and then trying to match individuals to those products. I think that the industry is shifting to better align to what the customer wants, what the customer needs. And by using AI, by using data, we are starting to get there. And that is really, again, another thing that's going to propel this industry forward. And then a couple other things, I think, when you think about the actual holistic financial planning, when you think about book of business analysis, when you think about retention of clients and assets, AI technology is clearly positioned to help the industry there as well.
Keith, as we look ahead to the market, what trends or innovations do you believe will most influence annuity sales over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think in the short term, so I know at LIMRA in my team, we do some forecasting for the annuity industry. So we've been seeing record sales for about three years. That seems to be continuing in 2025, even though we forecasted sales to come down a little bit. We do believe the Fed is going to lower interest rates in the second half of the year. If interest rates do get pulled back, that usually impacts annuity sales in general. So we do think sales are going to come down a little bit. But then more longer term, we do see, based on all the stuff we've talked about, demographic shifts, the need for these products, improving the customer experience, we do see the industry overall is ripe for continued growth. From an innovation standpoint, we've touched on, you know, the CDA products, we've touched on RILA products. Clearly those, they still have strong runway for growth. So I think we're going to see some of that over the next three to five years. I think in-plan annuities are going to be very important. So this is where you see annuities offered directly within 401k plans, that might make it easier when an individual is trying to figure out that mixture of accumulation to deaccumulation. If you can really remove that potential pain point and build in annuities into how they save, that really could grow this industry. That, I think, is going to be maybe 5+ years or 10 years where we could really see that take off. But that's something I just wanted to mention when we think about trends in the long term. From a technology standpoint, I know we've talked a little bit about this, the seamless experience and integration. I do want to bring up kind of some of the questions on when we think about individuals, you know, how do individuals want to use their money? Do they really want to have to go through the clunky process of taking money from, you know, maybe their portfolios that they have in this IRA or with this broker dealer, with this bank? How do they get access to their money? And is it going to be easy? And is it how they spend? So right now, you can go into any store, a coffee shop, and people are using digital wallets, right, to pay. As an industry, have we really thought about that? Can you link annuities? Can you link your investments and make it easy that they can just, in their day-to-day lives, how as an annuity industry, how can we better align to how they live? How do individuals live? And I think that is really going to shift, going to position this industry in a different way, right? Going back to the human-centered design, that's what we need to do as an industry. And I think that's really what's going to propel this market probably in the next 3 to 5 years. There's a lot of innovations. Every day there's something new around generative AI. Things are getting easier and easier from technology and platforms. But we really need to make sure that we're thinking about that end consumer. And then how does the annuity and the annuity companies better interact and better fit into how they operate?
Keith, this has been so interesting, so insightful. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Of course, Lori. This is a great topic. It's a great product or products, right? The annuity industry, of course, has been around for a long time, but the features, the tax deferral, the potential for guaranteed income, upside potential. There's so many aspects that individuals and financial professionals really need to think about annuities and could annuities be utilized and should they be utilized for everybody's needs. So it's a great topic, but I always appreciate speaking with you, Lori, and maybe we'll speak in the future.
I hope so, and I look forward to that. Thank you again. That was Keith Golombieski, Assistant Vice President and Director of LIMRA Annuity Research. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.